From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report offers few changes to the outlook for corn, soybeans, and wheat. This month's 2022-23 U.S. corn outlook predicts reductions to imports of food, seed, and industrial use with unchanged ending stocks. This month's outlook for U.S. wheat, though, predicts slightly higher supplies, reduced domestic use, unchanged exports, and increased ending stocks. According to the USDA's Grain World Markets and Trade Report, China is now the biggest wheat importer in the world. The report says China's wheat imports are forecast to be up 12 million tons this year, the highest level since 1995-96. China continues to aggressively import Australian wheat supplies, with July through February wheat imports up 66% compared to the previous year. The EPA released a proposed tailpipe emission standard for 2027 and beyond, and the Renewable Fuel Association says it blatantly tips the scales in favor of electric vehicles. The RFA says EPA also overlooked a near-term opportunity to achieve significant vehicle efficiency improvements and carbon emissions reductions through increased use of high-octane, low-carbon ethanol fuels. RFA President Jeff Cooper says we strongly disagree with the policy approaches that arbitrarily pick technology winners and losers with no clear scientific basis.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.